Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Yeah, that Doc guy, Daggett, sounds like a mob boss, right? Does he not? It's jerseyest thing you've ever heard, you know? Like, hey, not for nothing. I'm going to destroy the economy. If you don't like it, eh. It's a mess. It's a friggin' mess. But, of course, I think if Trump were president, he would have been working with these guys and working with the docs, and I just don't think we'd be in this situation. I don't think we'd be in the situation now. So it's a perfect opportunity to welcome back to the show Kash Patel. Kash Patel was the former chief of staff to the Secretary of Defense. He's author of a must-read book, Government Gangsters, The Deep State, The Truth, and the Battle for Our Democracy. And he joins us now. Kash, thanks for making time today in Philadelphia. Appreciate it. How are you?
Of course, Pennsylvania is more important than ever now, so happy to be with y'all.
What do you make, first of all, of the breaking news regarding Iran and Israel?
Well, unfortunately, it's another cataclysmic disaster that was brought about the world stage by the intentional failure of the Harris-Biden regime to stop the Iranian terror propagation in the first place. They're the ones that gave Iran $7 billion in a pathway to nuclear bomb. They're the ones that bent the knee to the mullahs in Tehran. And what did Jake Sullivan do a year ago? Said the Middle East was quieter than ever before. And a week later, they launched a war. And a year to date later, they launched the most invasive missile attack into Israel in modern history. All of that would have been preventable had we had a commander-in-chief who could take on America's adversaries.
Do you see this escalating beyond this, Kash? I mean, you were in the Department of Defense, and obviously we don't have a president. We have no idea where the president is. Kamala Harris is an empty suit. Do you see Iran seizing this moment now? Is this going to get worse?
Unfortunately, I think it has gotten pretty bad. We're in a world war. We've got thousands of innocents that have been killed and murdered in the last year in the Iran-Israel war itself. We have Americans and other international citizens taken hostage and held hostage to this date. We've gotten constant missile attacks. We've got constant gunfighting. And Israel has been left to defend themselves, which is something they wouldn't have done under Trump administration. They would have come to us and we would have teamed up when they took out the likes of Hassan Nasrallah, the number one terrorist for the Hezbollah regime. And we would have been prepared with them and our allies to take on any response. But right now, it's a one-man defense operation in Israel. Anyone castigating Israel and Benjamin Netanyahu for coming to the defense of his people, just ask yourself the question, if your country were under attack by the largest terrorist regime in the world, what would you want your leadership to do? And it's certainly not what Harris and Biden have been doing for us.
You know, the 700-plus deep state hacks that all signed that letter endorsing Kamala Harris, right, who all work in the defense industrial complex or they're on boards and they're lobbyists. I mean, these are the people that benefit. They profit off of this stuff. And it's very obvious why they want her in the White House.
No, absolutely. Look, Eisenhower warned us about the defense industrial complex 60 years ago and the creep that if you allowed it to, it would take over D.C., and it has. And they do a lot of good in the defense industrial complex, but there's also a lot of weaponization of government, and they own a lot of government. They care about putting their people back into power and getting the government contracts that fund their companies and fund their richness at the expense of our men and women going to fight another man's war. They're doing it in the Ukraine, and now they're doing it in Israel and Iran, and the war machine is happier than ever. Look no further than the importation of the Harris regime of Zelensky to Pennsylvania to sign American-made bombs that are going to be shipped over to bomb people in the Ukraine. I'd love to know the total number of defense contracts those 740 geniuses have in terms of how many billions of dollars are pouring into their companies. I didn't see that in their letters to indicate us how much bias they have in it.
I mean, you've been all over this. I'll give Eisenhower credit, but I'll give Kash Patel credit, too. You wrote about this stuff. I mean, you wrote about these cabals of people that make money off of this and push these agendas. And it's scary because they have a lot of power, mm-hmm. and I don't think any of us realize just what they're capable of doing.
No, that's just it. I mean, the lobbyist industry combined with these people, they have taken over Washington, D.C. They have taken over the radical left wing and even some rhinos. I mean, look at the Cheney dynasty class. They were built. Their Halliburton industry was built on the lie that they perpetrated to the world about WMDs in Iraq, and they continue to profit off the warmongering class today. And Donald Trump exposed that corruption. And yes, I talk about in Government Gangsters, the book, and I talk about how to defeat it. But at the end of the day, if and when until we elect a president who takes that industry head on, their corruption is going to continue. And worst of all, innocent civilians are going to be killed around the world in another man's war, and we are just waiting for another Afghanistan to happen all over again, and we can't afford that, not just treasure-wise, but blood-wise.
I think if Trump had supported the Iraq invasion, they would have been fine with him being president. They would have probably helped get him into the White House instead of trying to stop him at every turn and undermine his presidency. But that's the problem, right? No new wars in 4 years. And that's exactly why they don't want him going back in. It's so obvious. I mean, Putin invades Ukraine when Trump's out of the White House. It's so obvious. Anyone can see this. And yet, for some reason right now, if you're not on board with this never-ending war in Ukraine and the billions and billions of dollars we keep spending when there's no plan whatsoever, no idea, you're somehow the bad guy. You're anti-democracy. It's insane to me.
Well, yeah, just look at the response from the Harris-Biden regime. They've done nothing. And Russia and Putin have publicly declared their support for Harris and Biden. And
yeah.
Putin wasn't kidding. And the Iranian regime, what do? They hacked the Trump campaign and successfully sent information to the Biden-Harris camp. Our adversaries want Donald Trump to be defeated. Xi Jinping and the Chinese Communist Party have done the exact same thing through their cyber warfare programs against Americans, through their illegal data mining of our people's and our citizenry's data. And that is not going to stop. If you want to talk about election interference, Zelensky signing bombs and flying around a government, U.S. government planes around America, essentially campaigning for Harris, is election interference. All of these figures want Harris to win because all of these figures have taken advantage of them and have rich their own pockets at the expense of America and the expense of our border and at the expense of our future generations. And Trump is the only one standing in their way.
Cash, the governor of Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro, was signing the missiles next to Zelensky. Bob Casey, who's running for re-election, as you know, was there too. Uh-huh. This was a shameless, cheap campaign stunt. And you know, you scream about election interference. They impeach Trump over a friggin' phone call, and they got this guy now, you know, doing campaign stops with Casey for Senate. I mean, it's insane to me what's happening right now.
Well, he's also on American soil taking jabs at our great Senator J.D. Vance, who's our vice presidential candidate. It's straight up election interference by a foreign leader. And it's not as if we're doing that elsewhere around the country. But Biden and Harris are inviting them all here at the U.N. and elsewhere and giving them rides in our planes and giving them the biggest megaphone in the world, essentially to campaign for them. Like, look, of course, there's no phone calls from Biden and Harris going after these world leaders saying, hey, you got to vote for us. But it is a D.C. wink and nod that's going on there, basically saying if we get a 4 more years, you get whatever you want and we'll give America away. We'll continue to give America away. And the Biden-Harris regime doesn't care about everyday Americans. They don't care about sealing the border. They don't care about illegal immigrants coming across in millions and killing and raping our citizenry. What they care about is the swamp in Washington, D.C., the same thing those 740 signatories to the Defense National Letter care about, themselves, their ego, their titles, and their bank accounts.
Are you shocked by how little the media has covered the actual number of missing children in this country, missing migrant children, the number of criminals who have been convicted, not even just accused, but convicted and then released back onto the streets, and the total overall numbers of illegal immigrants in this country? I mean, the silence on this is deafening, Cash Patel.
They're in on it. The mainstream media is not just quiet by accident. They're in on it because they want Kamala Harris to win because they hate Donald Trump. And they don't actually have a good reason for doing it other than that they personally might dislike him. But he's exposed their corruption.
Yeah.
They are in bed with the FBI, the DOJ, the DOD, and everybody else propagating more disinformation campaigns to rig yet another election, whether it's 51 Intel Letter or this new boat of 741 guys. They're going to keep coming at us until we stop them. And of course, they're not going to talk about the 15,000 convicted murderers that Harris and Biden have led in, the 19,000 convicted rapists. There's only 3,000 counties in America. Do you know how many convicted felony murderer and rapists that is per county? That's disgusting. If President Trump allowed that to happen on his watch, the media would be all over it. But we got to push out their hypocrisy. We got to show that they are in bed with the Washington, D.C. swamp class. And we got to show America that the only person willing to take them on, who took them on in the first place, is DJT.
Did you see recently, I'm sure you did, the poll that showed how Republican voters, and by the way, for the first time now, more people identify as Republican than Democrat, and Republican registration in Pennsylvania has been killing it, which is great, but how Republicans don't trust the three-letter, four-letter agencies, whether it's the CDC, the FDA, the FBI, Homeland Security, Secret Service, and the Democrats give all these federal agencies high marks. They love big government. I'd say one of the things I loved best was when Trump came out and said, for every new regulation, you're going to have to cut 10. I like that. Let's do that. That's good.
Hey, it is good because we want smaller government. The only people that want bigger government are the ones that are in bed with big government, like the mainstream media and the corrupt actors in the defense industrial complex. We want a government that actually is accountable to the people in itself. We want internal accountability. And Donald Trump didn't bring about Russiagate. Donald Trump didn't cause 51 intelligence officers to lie to the world. Donald Trump didn't lie and create a two-tier system of justice that Merrick Garland used to unlawfully prosecute him and unlawfully acquit Joe Biden. And Donald Trump didn't create the system of injustice that gave Hunter Biden a pass initially. That was all the doing of the deep bureaucratic swamp class, the Uniparty in Washington, D.C. He just exposed it all. And that's why they hate him, because if he comes back, he's going to finish the job of exposing their corruption. And finally, we will start holding some of them accountable. The longstanding pallbearers of justice in Washington, D.C., who have lit our Constitution on fire. Hopefully we can have some accountability inwards in government, but we got to win first.
All right, real quick, last question for you. I know you got to run, but the report on the assassination attempts, I still have a ton of questions. How about you?
Oh, yeah. We need to get to the bottom of it. And it's not an accident that President Trump was taken, was shot in the head and then almost assassinated yet again. The Secret Service, just another three-letter agency whose leadership has weaponized it for political advantage, has a lot of questions to answer. They failed to secure President Trump's safety. And it's not a coincidence that Iran is in the middle of all of it. And this regime continues to bend the knee to Iran and fund their war machine and their terrorist efforts. It must end. And only Donald Trump can do it.
Get the book. It's a must read. I'm telling you, Government Gangsters, the Deep State, the Truth, and the Battle for Our Democracy. Kash Patel, really appreciate it, man. Hope you come back on the show soon. It's great catching up with you.
Thanks so much. And check out the movie, too, Government Gangsters, at warroom.film, just released.
Beautiful. I love movies better than reading books. We'll do it. Thanks, Kash.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.